Welcome to episode 1833 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, we continue with our series to manage distress. We are midweek through our series, and in each episode, you are discovering a meditation technique you can do immediately to help you manage kind of distress you may be experiencing right now in your life. You may be managing distress that you've been experiencing for some time. You may feel as though you are in a cycle of distress, or maybe you have been numbing out and not allowing yourself to process distress from the past. In today's episode, you are going to discover a meditation technique that will help you feel unstuck, that will give you a sense of freedom. And this is a technique that you actually do by positioning your hands in a particular way that stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. And I'm referring to a mudra. Mudras are often referred to as yoga in your hands. They act in a similar way as yoga or acupressure. There are a lot of nerve endings on our fingertips and in our hands. And when you position your hands to stimulate these nerve endings, they activate a particular region of your brain. So as you manage distress this week, where you feel stuck in an emotion, this technique may help you feel a sense of freedom. You can do mudras whether or not you are seated meditating, just as you can do each meditation technique I share with you throughout the week, whether you are seated in your chair or on your meditation cushion, or whether you are right in the midst of your busy day. This could even be standing in line at a grocery store or right before you have a difficult conversation with someone. So do these techniques throughout your day as well. Your mudra technique can be found if you would like to see a photograph of the technique. You can see this week's mudra posted over at the Sip and Om Facebook page. If you would like a slowdown guide, which includes the mudra, as well as all the different meditation techniques I share with you this entire week, as well as a journal customized specifically for this week's Managing Distress series, you can receive access to both of those tools on the Sip and Om meditation app. When you subscribe, you receive 2 weeks free access. You can cancel at any time during the 2-week free trial, and this is access to the whole app, not just a part of it. You get the full access to over 1,800 guided meditations. So that's where you can receive 30-minute full guided meditations every single day. So that's where you can find a little more support at the Sip and Om Meditation app for you getting ready to meditate right where you are. I want to share with you a little about insight as to how your body responds to the adrenaline flooding you get when you are in trauma or great distress, whether it's anger or PTSD or depression or anxiety or trauma or grief. In yesterday's episode, I shared with you how your body responds to stress when you are experiencing the flight response to adrenaline, when you want to lean out or flee from whatever is causing you to feel unsafe. Well, the fight response has to do with you demanding or doing whatever you can to insist on feeling saved, this primordial sense of safety. And that may include a lot of shouting and yelling. It may include throwing things or even physical violence. Depending on how unsafe or how traumatized you're feeling, these are responses that may happen when your brain loses its ability to access the frontal part of your lobes. That's the part you cultivate or activate when you meditate. So the more consistently you meditate, the more easily you'll be able to activate your frontal lobe. But when you are in trauma or distress, the primordial reaction takes place when your heart rate beats at 100 beats per minute or more. At this point, you reach a type of threshold and you have an actual brain function in regard to your response to this stress. And what happens is it's very difficult for you at this point to access your frontal lobes. So you have a hard time controlling your impulses. And that's where you can lash out and have these extreme responses to stress. You're not able to control your impulses or to have this rational, critical thinking. So, one of the best ways to support yourself during this time, and this is according to M.J. Dennis, who is a therapist and specialist in trauma recovery. And she shares this information I'm sharing with you. And what she says is that when you are experiencing stress, it's very dehydrating for your brain. So if you could drink some water and hydrate yourself, this will benefit you tremendously. Also, if you could activate your senses, your sense of smell, maybe smell some perfume or use some aromatherapy to calm your brain naturally, or eat something that helps you to feel calm or comforted. You have to be careful with this one because you don't want to turn to food when you need to feel safe. You could go out in nature and experience beautiful smells and sights and sounds there. Listen to music, and this might even be rock music if that soothes you. Listen to whatever kind of music soothes you. When you are able to lower your heart rate, you are better able to access your frontal lobes. So these are some ways you could manage your distress before you reach that threshold of no return where you act impulsively. So as you settle yourself down today to do this mudra, to set yourself free, how you will do it is to place your palms facing your chest with both hands, and then slide your right hand behind your left hand and intertwine your thumbs together. Spread out your fingers, and your hands will look as if you are forming bird's wings. Visualize yourself soaring above a beautiful natural area and engage as many senses as you can. Again, you can find this mudra at the Sip and Om meditation app or at the Sip and Om Facebook page if you're not quite sure how to do it. Intertwine your thumbs together with your right hand behind your left hand, stretching your fingers outward. This gives you a sense of freedom, a sense of soaring. Remember, as always, you are so worth slowing down for.